a small point that is kind of sums up, in a sense, the different categories of Torah, according to the Rambam, that we saw through Shorash Rishon and Shorash Sheni, and then to take the Yisod from the last few days and answer one more facet of Sefer HaMitzvot in Shorash Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi that the Ramban consistently attacks, and explain how I think the Rambam would deal with this and what the Rambam is trying to say. And just taking what we did just a little bit further. So first of all, we talked about that according to the Rambam, there are three different areas of Torah that are fundamentally the same. What the Rambam describes as amitiot, right? That they are equally valid, equally the intent of Hashem and the Torah, that these be part of Torah, but that there are differences between them in terms of how they become explicit, how they become known to Bnei Yisrael, and corresponding to that, there are differences in terms of how they end up. So, for example, we have category number one, Nemra L'Moshe Misinai, what the Ram calls Doraita, Nemra L'Moshe Misinai, that which is given to Moshe explicitly, initially at Sinai, including anything that's shot in the Pesukim, if you have an explicit Pasuk, if you have a Halach L'Moshe Misinai, so we have an explicit Torah Shval Peh, whatever the case may be, that's number one. Category number two we saw was what the Rambam calls, and what Rambam calls Drabana or Divrei Sofrim, but I call it like the higher level Drabana or Divrei Sofrim, where you have something that is implicit in the Torah, it's the intent of the Torah, it is innately Da'oraita, and we even treat it as Da'oraita, but it's not explicit, and therefore we wouldn't say Nemra L'Moshe Misinai, we wouldn't call it the Oraita, meaning that it's given to us by God entirely, without human input, without our effort, but rather it's something that we need to derive, we need to put in our effort, etc. Including that would be things that are learned through the Yud Gil Midos, Drasho Chazal, Ribuyim, etc. Kicha, Kicha, Misteafram, a test of Kedushin, it's equally the Oraita, it is part of the intent and meaning of the Torah, but it is something that was not given to us entirely. You know, the whole job wasn't done by Hashem. We had to be partners in that, and therefore it's called Rabbanan or Divrei Sofrim. And we wouldn't say about that it's Nemra L'Moshe Misinai. It wasn't said to Moshe at Sinai. It was implicit. It was between the lines, but it had to be derived. And the third category that we talked about is real, is what, you know, what the Ramban even would call Drabanan, but the Rambam understands it differently, and that is that which is also included in the category of Lotasto, just like the second category, Gzerot, Hakanot, etc., where the Rambam says also that is innately Da'oraita, but as the Ramban explains in terms of the Rambam, as we saw in Hilchot Kalayim, etc., the Rambam himself holds from this, is the idea of Tanai. Right, things that were enacted as Gzeiro, Takana, etc., and therefore Chacham themselves enacted in such a way, Tanai, right, with conditions, limitations, differentiations, etc., so that Lamaisa we treat it differently than Doraita, even though innately it's not necessarily any different. Those three categories of Torah are, of course, the province of the Sanhedrin Adola, and I think that we find something very interesting in the beginning of Masechet Avot. And we need just a word of introduction to show you, or two words of introduction, sentences of introduction, whatever it is. A little bit of introduction in order to appreciate, but I think it's something very beautiful. There are many Rishonim, and certainly Achronim, who point out, and one time I spent like a couple of years giving a weekly shiur on just going through this with some of the guys at YU. But this is something that's pointed out already by the Rashbam and by other Rishonim. There are a number of passages in the Midrash Shmuel on Avot, etc., that deal with this. Something that's talked about by a number of the early Achronim as well. That if you go through Masechet Avot, every statement that's made by someone in Masechet Avot is a reflection of their personal life. of who they were, of what they were, of what they stood for, of what experiences they had in life, and to the degree that you know about the people who are speaking in Masechet Avot, you see this time after time after time. But I can go through it because it's not a Shiur on Avot. The thing that as background, some people are familiar with that idea, I've discussed it with a lot of people. That's point number one. Point number two, the Rambam has a very significant point that he makes about how the Yud Gimel Midot, how Drasha Chazal work. The Rambam says, he says this the same point in Perek Aleph Halacha Bet and in Perek Bet Halacha Aleph in Hilchot Mamrim. You have one of them over here, but it appears in both. And that is, when he talks about Drasha Chazal, he says that that things that are learned from Drasha Chazal, if you look at the third line, I want to read more of it with you, but this is the very bottom source on the page. V'echad dvarim shalamdu mipi da'atam v'echad min amidot shatara nidresha bahem. Okay, so that's derived from Yud Gimel, and the Ram adds a very, very important qualification. V'nir'eh be'einehem shedavar zekeinu. Okay, and the Rambam repeats this again in Perek Bet Halacha Aleph. And this is very, very important to understand. The Yud Gimel Midot are not simply, you know, a code where, you know, you could program a computer and have, you know, stick the psukim in and put in a list of words and, you know, come out with kicha kicha and it'll spit out a halacha about kiddushei kesef. It doesn't work that way. There are the Yud Gimel Midot and Ribuim, etc., point to nuances in the text. They point out to things, to subtleties, to inferences, but then, right, it's kind of like in a poem where you have, you know, something in the language that indicates that maybe there's, you know, some allusion to some idea, but then you have to put it into the larger context of what the entire poem is about and what is it saying and what do you know about the author and all the different information that you have and to try and figure out, is it real or not? Because it's not stated explicitly, so you have to really think about whether it, you know, has it fit with everything else. And the same thing is true about things that are learned from the Yud Gimel Midot, that it's not enough that it technically works. It's not enough that you have a Gzera Shava and you know that this word is used for Gzera Shava. You then have to evaluate. How does that fit into the system of halakha? How does that fit into what we know about Torah in general? Does it make sense that that's what the Torah is implying? And that's a judgment call. Right? That's where Chacham has to use their judgment and their knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula in order to evaluate what the story is with that. Having said that, let's return to Hilchot Mamrim for a moment, see what the Rambam says here, and then go back to Avot, and I think we'll see something very interesting. Kol mi she'eno oseh koratan over below tatei she'nemar lo tasur mikol davar she'gidu chayim min esmol. Ve'in losim alav zem mipnei she'nitam latar mitat bedin because it's akim amre she'kol chacham she'moreh al divrehem mitat b'chenek she'nemar ve'isha she'yaseh b'zadam v'galmeh. And then he goes on to define the categories. Okay, now again, who is the Rambam talking about? Who's the Rambam talking about here? Kol mi she'eno oseh koratan. Who is the horatan? Horatan of whom?
The Sanhedrin.
Right, some of the Sanhedrin adult. That's what we talked about, Halacha Aleph, right? Of Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Chamam. And then he goes on to say, and this includes three categories. Echad dvarim shalamdu otan mipi ha-shmua v'im tarish ba'al peh. Could be things that are pure Mesorah, right? Things that are purely things that they pass on. Number one. V'echad dvarim shalamdum mipi da'atam b'chat min amidot shator nidresha b'hem v'nir'eh b'enehem shadavar zeh kachu. We find that they found an inference in through the usual midot and they decided, they judged that that was really part of Torah. Number three, v'chat v'rim sha'asa'um siyag l'Torah, right, or something that is a gzera takana midrabanan. All of those, says the Rambam, as he says in Shor Shrisham, right, all those included in Lo Tasar. Now, here's something really beautiful, I think. We saw that something which is Torah Shabbat Al-Peh, right, we saw through Shorash Rishon and Shorash Sheni, it's reflected here in Hilchot Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Hilchot Bet, anything that is part of Torah Shabbat Al-Peh, part of the functioning of Chachamim, can fall into one of three categories. Number one, it could be Halakha L'Moshe Mishina. It could be straight and story that they're passing on. That's number one, what the Rambam calls Da'oraita. Okay? Halacha Moshe Mitzina, Da'oraita, Nermal Moshe Mitzina. And they're transmitting it. Number two It could be something which they see an inference in the Torah, and then they derive it, right? And then they, right? And then they judge that that makes sense, etc. And that's also that's Drabbanan, but it's a Drabbanan that is un, you know, we don't have Tanai and so on and so forth. We leave it as essentially equivalent to the Araita. And then we have a third category of Gzerot and Takanot, etc. Okay, now. If you look in the first Mishnah in Avot, where it talks about the Baal HaMisar and the original Sanhedrin Agdola and the early generation of that, look at what it says here. Moshe Kibal Tar Misinai, Misar Li Yoshua, V'Yoshua Luz Kenim, Kenim Levim, Levim Matrua La'anche Knesset Agdola. Okay? Haim Amru, so just like when you have a Mishnah that talks, you know, where you have Hillel Hayal Mer, where you have, you know, Rabbi Akiva says, "Who are y'all, Mer?" Whatever it is, and how about, you know, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whoever it is, and it reflects who they are and what they're about, etc. Here we don't have an individual, but we have, you know, kind of an entity of the, you know, Bez Nagadol, Anshei Knesset Agdola. I understand Anshei Knesset Agdola is a particular form of the Bez Nagadol, but in any case, Haim Amru Shlosha Dvarim. What are the three things that they say? So the three things they say here. Number one, Hevu Matunim Bedin. Number two, Vemidu Talmidim Harbe. Number three, Vasu Siag LaTorah. Okay? I think that these reflect the three facets to their role in Torah Shema Al-Peh. Right? In other words, number one, Hevu Matunim Bedin. Okay? There is this, you know, that I think reflects the idea of the Avecha Dvaram Shlamdum Mipi Da'atam Da'achad Min Amido Shatar Adresh Bahem V'nir Beinam Shadavar Zeh Kachu, as Ram says in Perek Bet Halach Aleph. Number two, Hamidu Talmidim Habeh, right, the job of passing on the Masorah of that which, transmitting that which they have. And number three, you have the third category of Asu Siag L'Torah, which doesn't require much explanation in terms of its relationship to this. In any case, a quick summary of the categories that we discussed over the last few days. Okay, that's point number one. Now for the important part. That was just a little dessert from the last few days. Now let's move on to the aspect that I really wanted to tackle today. Okay, just very briefly. Okay. There's a point that comes up again and again in Sefer HaMitzvah, in Shorash Gimel, in Shorash Bet. Shorash Gimel, which we didn't really touch on yet at all, Shorash Gimel, it's not on the page, but I mean, there's a piece from it here, but the HaShorash HaShlishi, She'ein Ra'oi Limnot Mitzvot, She'ein Noagot L'Dorav. Okay, the third Shorash the Rambam has is that you don't count Mitzvot, even if they were said at Har Sinai, even if they were said to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're recorded in the Torah, they're Pashup Shana Sukkim, but you don't include things that were said only L'Shah. Okay? So the Torah means eternally, right? Things that are for all generations, they're not just at certain times, they're always right there forever. So something which is only a halacha that's said about the Mishkan, but isn't going to apply in the Beit HaMikdash, let's say, right? That's not going to be one of the Targ Mitzvah. If it applies whenever there's a Beit HaMikdash, then it would be counted in the Targ Mitzvot, even though there may not be a Beit HaMikdash at the moment. Just like, you know, there may not be at a given moment, and there may not be a lot of things going on. But if it applies whenever that exists, so then we would count it. Right? So anything that applies to, you know, Beit Kalacha, Beit HaMikdash, that's the Rambam counts. But something that's unique to the Mishkan, it's only true in the Dor HaMidbar, that would not be. Or a halacha that applies only to the man, right? You're not allowed to, you know, to keep the man, you know, you're not allowed to, whatever, gather the man, whatever it is, these halacha by the man, they're not including the Targ Mitzvah. Even though the Nemr L'Moshe, Ram says Nemr L'Moshe Mitzvah, it means the Torah, means the things that are eternal. So the Rambam, in discussing this, in passing, makes the following comment. He says, "Ukfar ta'a gam kein zulatenu b'sharash hazeh." And of course, like all the other things, others, meaning the Bahag and those who follow, basically in his approach, they messed this up. Okay, they got it wrong. Umanabav, and then he goes through a whole list. Okay, and he describes a whole bunch of them. And V'lo Yavod Od, V'lo Yavod Lirod Kivalat HaKodesh. And then he goes on to add one line, the middle of the second line. For Afal Pisha Amru, even though the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Remez Lugonivet HaKisva Lo Yavod Lirod, nonetheless, that doesn't change the fact that there's, you know, then that's not just Lishah, that's Ludorot. Right? So you say up, so you can count it. Says the Rambam, no, but that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. V'yesh de sipuk be'amram remez v'shapash de dekra eino kain. Right? In other words, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says remez l'gonei vet ha'kisva lo yavo l'valot. So says the Rambam, remez. Huh, very nice. So there's a remez in that Pasuk to this halacha. But that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. That's what the Rambam says. Similarly, in Shorish Beth, the Rambam says in the next box, "Ukvar higia b'hem asichlut al yoter kasha mizeh, v'zeh shem k'shematzu drash v'pasuk yitchayev min adrash ahu lasod p'ulam min apulot, o l'achik inyan min yanim, v'hem kulam b'lo safek d'rabanan, yimnu otam b'chlal ha-mitzvot, v'afo pi shepashtei d'kra lo yorel davar me'otam ha-anyanim." Ram says that there's a common mistake. People count in the Targum Mitzvot things that are not the Pshat in the Pasuk, even though it's clear that's not the Pshat. Im Ashorish Shehu Ilnuhu Bo Alehem Hashalom Vehu Amram Zal. And the Rambam based himself on the famous Gemara in Yivama, etc. A Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. Veheyot HaTalmud Shoel B'chol Makom, as we find often the Gemara asks, Gufei dekrab amai kamedaber. Shmatu pasuki umdu medel dvarim rabim alzara be'ur v'haraya. When you find that many things are learned from the pasuk, the Gemara will say, yeah, and pashe dekrab. What's the pasha pshah in the pasuk? Now, the Ramban comes along and attacks the Rambam and says, what are you doing? What is that? Right? The Ramban comes along and says, I don't understand. How does the Rambam understand the statement of the Gemara, Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto? How would the Rambam explain that, apparently? What does it seem? How does the Rambam understand Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto? And how would you translate that according to the Rambam? How would you explain that concept? What's it saying?
Someone only holds the halacha, the literal.
Okay, so in other words, sorry, I don't want to put words in mouth, but it's saying something like this, and some of you agree with this, the Rambam is saying that Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, that only the Pshat is real. And again, by real, I mean in the sense that it's the Oraita and so on and so forth, and that, you know, I don't mean to say that, you know, the Rambam thinks that's insignificant on Drabbana, but the only true primary, you know, the real meaning of the pasuk is the pshat, to the exclusion of the drash. Correct? Okay? Now remember, what did the Rambam say about things that are learned out from the drashot? What do you say about drashot? So don't think that, I don't think that they're amitya. Okay? So it's interesting, right? Now the Ramban comes along and says, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not what Ein Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto means. What is the Ramban going to say Ein Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto means? Not that the only thing is the pshat, but rather, right, that Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, that just because we have a drash interpretation, it doesn't negate and it doesn't preclude the drasha. In other words, we've given our, you know, our chazal interpretation, our drasha, whatever it is, but Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, you should know there's also a pshat. Both are true. Not exclusively that the pshat is true, but that the pshat is also true. And that's how most Rishonim understand the Gemara, right? And most, you know, Rishonim in explaining that in terms of the Rashbam talks about that in his Parash on Chumash and so on and so forth. We know that, of course, that we have the interpretation of Chazal, but also that there's a valid interpretation on the level of pshat. Don't discount that. And so when the Gemara gives a Midrashic interpretation, the Gemara says, and pasei dekra b'mayiktiv, It doesn't mean that we're forgetting about everything we just said and it's all invalid. That's kind of a strange interpretation. It means, okay, and what is the simple pshat? We also want to know that. We already read Rashi. Now let's read the Rashbam with Ibn Ezra. Okay, you know, I mean, that's so little on that side, but maybe yes, maybe no, whatever. But you know, it's not saying that we're discounting it. We're just saying, okay, but I also want to know what the pashat pshat is. And that argument is very powerful, right? In other words, if you had to judge which of those is the Gemara saying, I would take the Ramban over the Rambam any day on that. I mean, again, I'm not in terms of what I think about Pshat and Drash right now, just in terms of what does the Gemara mean? How do you translate the Gemara? It's really weird, right? So I would argue that what the Ramban is accusing the Rambam of saying is not what he's really saying. But let's be patient for a moment and let's see. Let's first see the Ramban's arguments. The Ramban says, "Votziu Talmud kol zeh b'milat remez ki ha'iturim rimazim heim lo yitbonenu el miderach ha'kabbalah." So he says, I don't know what he's talking about. It's called remez because it's not immediately, you know, it's only a subtlety. And he goes on to explain the whole thing, what it's based on, fine. He says, however, he says, we find, let's look at the fourth line. V'chein amru remez wa'edim zomimim, shalokim min ha-Torah, okay, minayin, v'hu midrash gamur, v'dino mida oraita, ki di depera kama demakos. And similarly, in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Amru, Yichud Devat Yisrael to Oraitahu, to Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Remez Li Yichud Min HaTorah Minayin, Tamalom, Kisit Chachik, etc. The Ramban has all kinds of examples where the Gemara uses exactly this language of Remez, right, that the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam says, what an idiot the Bahag is, right? I mean, after all, it says Remez, and he's telling me it's a Doraisa. So Ramban says, what are you talking about? I can give you any number of places where it says remez this minatar minayin, and the Gemara itself says it's d'oraita. So why are you telling me that the fact that it says remez precludes its being d'oraita? Okay? Similarly, the Ramban says in the next piece, v'hinei harav tala har nofel hazeh b'chut hasara. Amar ha'ikara sherho lunubo alehem ha'shalom v'hu amram e'mikro yusem dey pshuto v'yod lashon ha'tamud mechapeis v'chol makom v'omer gufei dekrov v'mishtai v'chas v'shalom ki midrashim kulam b'nyan ha'mitzot e'im v'hem mikro yusem l'midei pshuto. It's not a stira between the pshat and between the drash. El kulam, there's the Rambam, he says, is presenting as if it's a kind, you know, you have to take sides. Either you're in favor of the mikra or, you know, the pshat or the drash. It's one or the other. And they're mutually exclusive and they contradict each other. And therefore, ein mikra, yudei midei pshuto means what? The ikar is the pshat, not the drash. It says the Ramban, chas v'shalom. What are you talking about? El kulam b'lishona katuv nechvalim. Alpha pishem marbim b'hem b'ribuyim. They're complementary. They midrash kvot hamidei chachamim l'shonet Hashem l'kachatira motziah katuv mipshuto. Doesn't contradict, it adds another dimension to it. B'cheinim nomar b'chi yikach ish isha shehu b'kesef eno motzim mashma'o u'pashto v'lo kol etim v'gamim v'ribuyim u'utim etc. Aval ha-katuv yichlol ha-kol ki ein ha-pshat k'divrei chisrei da'at ha-lashon v'lo k'da'at ha-tzdukim ki sefer t'rat Hashem t'mima ein ba'ot yeter v'chaser kulam b'chachma nechtevu v'lo matzu midrash u'ikar mitzvot motzim mikra midei pshuto zulati ha-nidrash v'hi ha-bechor asher t'lei k'mo itzkat mesach yivamot. It says that with very, very rare exceptions, the midrash never contradicts the pshat. What are you talking about? They did complement and supplement it. Because you say, kabeit avicha vetimecha et rabot achicha gadol. So that contradicts the pshat. It adds on to it. It tells me another dimension. It extends it. Not a contradiction. Et hashem lokecha tira. So you also have to, you know, have offer tamechem as well as yirat shamayim. That's an extension of yirat shamayim. It's not a contradiction to it. What are you talking about, says the Ramban. And this is basically the argument of the Ramban. Okay. So, Where is the Rambam coming from? What is the Rambam saying? Yeah.
He's saying on the mitzvah that no longer is valid, that the Pshat is no longer valid. It's Tom to take the drash and keep that drash valid, but forget about the Pshat. But I mean, when we thought that the Pshat is valid, the problem is the problem, the thing that will come out of it is also still right, meaning included within the system.
Well, in Shoresh Gimel, what the particular case that the Rambam is talking about is a case where the Pshat is talking about something that is not applicable to Zman HaZeh. The Drash is telling us, in addition, something that is Ludorot. So the Rambam is saying, since Ein Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, so I don't care what the Drash is telling me, Ludorot, I'm left with the Pshat. Yeah, I'm saying this from the prism of the Rambam. I'm left with the Drash. And the I'm left with the Pshat, and the Pshat is only the Shah, right? But that's a particular issue in Shor Shlishi. But it's part of a larger issue, which is when it comes to again, when the Rambam is saying I'm only counting things that are, and it's all that I care about. That's how the Rambam is saying it, but I mean, it has to be clarified. But basically, the Rambam is saying in Shor Sheni, he's not talking about that at all. In Shor Sheni, he's saying that there are other things, there are all kinds of things that are learned, you know, where the Gemara will say remez or have a drasha or whatever, and you can't include that in, you know, you can't include that as daraita. And what do I base that on, says the Rambam? Why don't I count et achicha, you know, et l'rabat achicha gadol? Why don't I count all these things that are learned from ribuyim and from drasha, etc.? Because ein mikra yotzei midei pshuto. Okay? So, what is the Rambam talking about? Okay, what is the Rambam talking about? So, I'd like to interject just an example that maybe will help clarify this. Okay? Give an example. I'll give a few examples of a certain phenomena. There's a machloket Rishonim, a very interesting machloket, and famous machloket Rishonim. If a person were to take a stumbling block. Okay? You go into Walmart and you say, you go to one of the people working there and say, could I please have a stumbling block? Okay? And the salesperson gets you a stumbling block, you go over to the cash register, you check out aisle, and you pay for it, and you walk out of the store, and then you search around Homesdale and you find a blind person, and you put the stumbling block in front of a blind person, and they trip over it. Okay? Are you over on the lav of Lifnei Ivera Lo Titein Michshol? So it's a machlok of Rishonim, right? Very famous discussion of Rishonim. Some say yes, some say right. Discussed in the Mechinuch, Minchas Chinuch, etc. Very famous case. Okay. What do you mean? How can you say it's not? How can you not be over on Lifnei Ivera Lo Titein Michshol? But I took a Michshol, I put it in front of an Ivera. How can you not over on Lifnei Ivera Lo Titein Michshol? I said, well, there's a famous chazal that says that means iver bedavar. It means giving someone bad advice. So say, oh, that's very nice. So if you give someone bad advice, you're over on lifnei iver lo tem hashol, and everyone agrees that. But pashtei dekra, right? Ein mikra yotzei midei pshuto, lifnei iver lo tem hashol. So those rishonim who say, now, by the way, l'chol ha'deos, it's not a nice thing to do. Okay? And certainly, it's not a kiyum of, you know, and everyone agrees that's Aser, or certainly that, you know, at least, you know, Isra Asaf at the very least. But the question is, would you be over on the specific lav of Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol? Okay, that's the question. So what would those Rishonim who say you're not over, what would they say? So what would they say? How can they live with themselves? What do you say? How do you answer the question? We have an Emik, Ferris Gemara, right? With one or two, we have very few exceptions. Emik, or Yudem, Dave Shuto. So the Pshat also. New, so what do you say? Forget about the Rambam that says only the Pshat. But even the Ramban says also the Pshat. That, yeah?
The nature of the law is defined by how it's lived by the Drash.
Okay. That's very fancy. I think it's true, but I'm going to say in simpler words.
Okay.
I say that the Pshat is that this is a metaphor. Right? In other words, But absolutely, right? I'm saying that what's, it's, the question is, are Chazal telling us that is the Pshat? Lifnei Iver Lo Titein Michshol is simply a metaphor for giving bad advice. In the same sense that we don't say that the pshat in me'arba kanfot ha'aretz is that the world has four corners, and then, you know, there's a midrash, you know, have like another interpretation. The pshat in me'arba kanfot ha'aretz is, that's a metaphor. The pshat in arim b'tzurot, you know, arim b'tzurot v'chamayim, is not that they were in the heavens, right? It means that they were very tall, they were very big. The pshat in Lifnei Iver Lo Tishim Mechshol arguably is, you know, don't give bad advice. Suma b'davar. Now, why is that relevant to us? It's relevant to us for the following reason, because I think what the Rambam is saying, once again, I don't think that the Rambam is saying what the Ramban accuses him of. And we have to put into perspective. I don't think the Rambam is saying that I only believe in pshat, and that anything that's learned from the drash. The Rambam tells us, I'm not saying that that bilti amitio. And we saw, I think, over the last 2 days, that this is not simply, you know, a polemical device. The Rambam really means it. They are amitio. Elamai, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying the same thing as the Ramban, really. The Rambam is saying, but you have to then plug it into the framework of the Ramban. The Rambam himself. The Rambam is saying, just like the Ramban, in mikra yotzei midei pshuto means that if I have a pshat and I have a drash, there is a pshat and there's a drash. Like the Ramban says, we didn't read the whole thing, but the Ramban says there's the chitzoniyot and there's the pnimiyot, there's the surface meaning, the pshat, and there's the deeper meaning of the drash, and they're both true. The Rambam doesn't negate that. The Rambam doesn't argue with that. But what the Rambam is saying is, I want to prove to you that most of the Torah is not like Lifnei Iver Lo Tishim Mechshol. That most of the Torah, it isn't only the drash that's true, but also the pshat. What does that mean? So why is that relevant? Why is that important? What does the Rambam get out of saying that? Of course, well, what's the big deal? So the Rambam is saying the following. Remember, what is the Rambam's bone of contention against the Bahak? He's saying, Tayag mitzvot nemru l'moshe b'sina. That Tayag mitzvot, and this here is where we connect to everything we did over the last 2 days. Tayag mitzvot nemru l'moshe b'sina means what? That which was given explicitly, in the words of the Rambam, b'deyur, explicitly, not implicitly, explicitly. We're not discussing whether it's true, not true, intended, not intended. Of course, it's all true. Very nice. But what was handed to Moshe, as opposed to what we had to extract, what we had to take from the implicit to the explicit. So the Rambam says, if I have a Chumash, right? I have a Torah, and the Torah is handed to Moshe. It's handed to Bnei Yisrael, Nemru l'Moshe m'Sinai. What does that mean? What was Nemru l'Moshe m'Sinai b'chtav? So if the only valid interpretation of these psukim is the drasha, right, then that which was said to Moshe is clearly that which is in the drasha. Because there is nothing else, right? In other words, if what every pasuk means is that which we're told in Midrashei Chazal, period, end of discussion, that's where it begins, there's only that pnimiyot, then I can't tell you that Nemru l'Moshe m'Sinai is talking about the simple meaning, that which is obvious to anyone who, you know, has a basic education and reads the psukim, so like it's clear that's what it's saying. I can't say Nemru l'Moshe m'Sinai is only that which is mefurash b'kra if there is no chitzoniyot, like in the case of with Ne'iver lo titein mechshol, according to many Rishonim, right? If that's all it means is the midrashic meaning, then obviously that's what's Nemru l'Moshe m'Sinai when he was given the Torah. But if ein mikra yutzei midei pshuto, and all that means is that there's the pshuto, and there's also the midrashic interpretation, but the midrash is that which is implicit, that which is between the lines, that which is only hinted at. In the words of the Gemara that the Rambam quotes, remes, it's alluded to, it's hinted at, but you've got to go figure it out. Then that's not what's Nemru l'Moshe m'Sinai. What's Nemru l'Moshe m'Sinai is Pashtei Dekra, or Halach l'Moshe m'Sinai, that which is said explicitly in Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, the Rambam is saying, I want you to understand, the Gemara always says, after all these midrashim, the Gemara says, and paste de krab maiktib, what is the surface meaning? The Gemara says, ein mikra yotzei midei pshuta, we're not negating, we're not saying that the surface meaning is not true, we're just saying there's also a deeper meaning. So that deeper meaning was not Nemar l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. That we had to have Moshe and the Zakenim and Yoshua and Anshei Knesset HaGdola and whoever else had to come along and extract and you know, figure out and clarify all those Ramazim. I'm not saying it's not Amitiyot. I'm not saying that the Pshat negates that. You're absolutely right, Ramban, that the Pshat is supplemented and complemented by all these Ramazim. But as Ramban himself says, what do we mean by Remez? Lo yitboninu el miderach haKabbalah, etc. That you have to figure it out. It's not there black on white. It's between the lines. So for that reason, the Rambam is not negating the Pshat, is not negating the Drash, but he's saying that neither am I negating the Pshat. And since the Pshat is the Pshat, right? The Pshat is the Pshat, it's not just the Drash that exists. If that's the case, then Nemar l'Moshe Mi-Sinai is referring to the Pshat. And that which is Remez, different story. So therefore, says the Rambam. Now let's go back to Rambam for one moment, and we're going to wrap up with this. And then he goes on, let's read the last line of that piece from Shor HaShani. Va'af al pisha amro remez l'gonei v'takisva l'yavol l'rod. Very nice that there's an implicit allusion to that. But v'yesh dey siput b'amram remez v'shapash dey dekra. Ain't okay? Not to tell me that the Bahag is wrong, to that drasha is invalid, that it doesn't refer to, it doesn't also allude to that. But that's not what was Nemar l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and therefore the Rambam is not going to include it. He says at the very beginning of Shorash Rishon that how can you count things that you figure out later, that you derive, that you extrapolate, that you deduce from using the good yugul mido ribuim, etc. But that's not Nemar l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, because Nemra means, as the Rambam himself says in so many words, Nemar l'Moshe Mi-Sinai b'veyur, explicitly, not implicitly. And therefore, once I know that what was said in the Torah is the Pshat, that's what's said explicitly. Everything else, not that I'm invalidating it, not that I'm negating it, not that I'm denying its amitiyut, but what I'm saying is that it's only remez in the sense that it's therefore only implicit and not explicit. So it's not Nemar l'Moshe Mi-Sinai b'veyur. And therefore, it doesn't fall within the parameters of what Rabbi Simlai is talking about when he says, Tayag mitzvah, Nemar l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Even though it's totally implicit in it. Yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam, I believe, discusses in his Hakdama to his Peirush on Mishnah that along the Torah Shevet Tav, Moshe also received a commentary, like a very specific word-by-word commentary that he gave along with it, like per pasuk.
Well, if you look at exactly what, you know, it's certainly, see, again, and that's where this whole idea of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai comes in. And the Rambam is not saying there isn't such a thing as Nemra Deferes. And that's the same idea as he talks about here when he says about the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai idea. In other words, that which is explicit, Ein Achinami. But that's not talking about, and it's clear, the Rambam says black and white, including in Parish, in his Akhtar, Parish, Parish, that's not talking about everything that's derived from the Yugul Midot, etc. That's talking about that Priyat Hadar is an Esrog. Right, that type of thing, which is a halacha moshe, or that tefillin is, you know, that ukshatam le'gaidech is referring to, you know, black square boxes and ritzuot and so on. Yeah, enochinami, those things for sure, not denying that, right? That's for sure, but that is part. In other words, the Rambam would say, just to end, this is an important point of clarification. I'm glad that you brought it up. The Rambam would not say that Pashte Dekra is that Priyat Hadar means, you know, a nice looking fruit, and then the Drasha is that it's an Esrog. The Rambam would say Pashte Dekra is that it's an Esrog, right? The Rambam would say that Pashte Dekra is Ukshatam means black boxes, etc. Absolutely. That's part of Pashtei Dekra, in the same sense that with Nei Iver, Pashtei Dekra may be that it's, you know, just a way of describing misleading someone. But there's a lot more that is just remez, that's just, you know, rebar, etc., that again, it's not that the Torah doesn't intend that, but it's not stated explicitly. It's only between the lines. It's only implicit. And therefore, we wouldn't say Nemar L'Moshe M'Sinai about those things. Okay? Okay. Good. I have the following question to raise just before we conclude within about 30 seconds, and that's the following. We're about to begin a whole nother huge topic. Okay, huge. Not necessarily in terms of how long it's going to take. I don't know how long it's going to take. I never know that ahead of time. But in terms of its significance, and it's massive. It's like very fundamental to Tal Torah. And that's the whole issue of Al-Yamin Shu Small, etc., and the whole idea of what the role of Sanhedrin in Halacha is. And that's like, it's just a major, major, major topic. Okay, how the Halacha process works in a very fundamental way. That is something that we really want to tackle, and it's the key to that is a Ramban on Sefer HaMitzvah and Shoresh Rishon. I'd like to do that next. Sunday, we certainly don't have Shir because of the fact that it's visiting day. Okay? Here's my question. I'm noted to say, but